Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, shock. Just about every story from the James Comey, John Brennan era was fake.
Well, not a shock to you or I.
Yeah, but we're just now getting proof of what we instinctively knew, you and I, all those years.
Yep.
And I've sat behind this microphone long enough to actually remember when James Comey, liar extraordinaire, came out and said, oh, Hillary's emails, the ones that are so highly classified, they're only supposed to be viewed in a skiff. She was Secretary of State at the time. She forwarded them home to a server that was not secured in any way. We then found out subsequently that over five nations had visited that server and simply downloaded them. Now, if that was Trump, he'd be buried beneath the jail. We'd never see him again, as it should be. You can't just spew classified information all over the place. It got even worse when we found out Huma Abedin and her husband, Anthony Weiner, a pedophile, were running around with computers with highly classified emails on them, unsecured. Now, my theory has always been, Lee, that she did that on purpose in order to sell that data to the Chinese, to sell that data to our worst enemies on Earth, and they in turn donated to the Clinton Foundation. That's how that worked. It's basically a version of the scam that Hunter Biden was running. Never be able to prove that. But maybe the FBI can. See, when they came forward and told us headed into that election, James Comey said, oh, well, we looked all through the emails, looked through everything, and there were no felonies there. And even if there were, we wouldn't prosecute them. Because no reasonable prosecutor. But we didn't find anything. But no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute Hillary Clinton because she's a Democrat. And round and round and round it went. And we would later learn, of course, all reasonable prosecutors would prosecute Trump for anything. That's how our justice system works. And they mocked us with it. Well, we're now finding out that the FBI under James Comey hid evidence of Hillary Clinton's crimes. Gosh, I keep doing this story. Hid evidence of crimes. FBI and hid evidence of crimes, Lee, it's like every week now.
Yeah.
We're finding out now that Kash Patel is in there. And what did we learn last week? That the Chinese had stolen people's identities off TikTok, millions of them, and use them to manufacture indistinguishable licenses, indistinguishable from the real ones, so as to help Joe Biden, Chairman Ho, as we call him, win the election, the first Chinese president. And we even caught 19,000 of these licenses, just one tranche, so that they could be used with absentee ballots coming through Chicago O'Hare. So what did the FBI do? They deleted all evidence of the crime from the systems, and then they deleted the evidence that the evidence had ever been entered into their systems. This is what they do. They delete evidence of Democrat and Chinese crime. But then I repeat myself, since China and the Democrat Party have essentially merged and are one great criminal entity. But back to Hillary and the breaking news this morning. This is good news. John Solomon with Just the News breaking this. An IG report buried until now that the FBI had evidence that Hillary had committed crimes, and they buried it.
In the Inspector General report on Hillary Clinton's email that reveals that the United States Intelligence Community got new evidence of possible criminality in the Hillary Clinton email scandal, but did not pursue it just before James Comey cleared her of all criminal wrongdoing. That has stayed secret for 8 years. Chuck Grassley, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, has been relentlessly pursuing him. He has President Trump's ear. I think that's going to get declassified in the next few days. That will show that there was reason to pursue Hillary Clinton, not clear her, and not pursue Donald Trump. They should have not ever investigated him for Russia collusion.
Okay. Now, the really cool thing about finding this, Lee, is that the way the conspiracy statutes work is that you date the statute of limitations from the end of the conspiracy. So as long as the cover-up is ongoing, which it is until, ooh, looky there on my watch, right now.
Yes, exactly.
The good news is No statute of limitations expiration. Lee, for our country to go forward, James Comey must go to prison. There must be a perp walk.
Well, and then there's Brennan and Clapper, too.
Yeah, glad you brought them up. Because that's the second bombshell this week in the conspiracy, also broken yesterday by John Solomon's Just the News.
The second piece of classified evidence that could be released is referred to by John Durham as the Clinton Plan Intelligence. It's an intercept 5 days before the FBI opened up Crossfire Hurricane that Hillary Clinton was about to concoct a Russian scandal and try to pretend that Vladimir Putin was helping Donald Trump win the election. That means that the CIA, the FBI, and President Obama himself personally was aware that what Hillary Clinton was doing was a ruse, a political dirty trick, and still James Comey's FBI opened up on the information. If those two pieces of evidence get declassified so grand jurors can see it, Pam Bondi names a special prosecutor. We could be rolling by the end of this week.
Yeah, they got to get a special prosecutor because they cannot try this in the D.C. court system. They cannot have the grand jury in the D.C. court system. But there are some signs this morning they may be able to get around this, too. Look, I can't promise you we'll finally get justice. But what needs to happen, Lee, is that we need to break the back of the psychological delusion in this country. Rasmussen just did a poll. 43% of Americans still think Russia collusion was real and that Trump colluded with Russia to win that election, including over 70% of Democrats. So in order to help them, we have to get them to see that the leaders on their side are criminals, frauds, and fakers. They're not all going to see it, but they need to begin to understand the level of the lie that they have been told, how it's not just individual lies, their entire reality is a delusion. What they're fighting back against in the street isn't real. It's fake, and it was faked at the highest levels of the CIA and the FBI. So, but Lee, these are two remarkable things, okay, that these two bombshells taken. So we're finding out Hillary committed crimes, Comey hid it in order to help her to win the election. Simultaneously, we're finding out the CIA and the FBI knew that there was no Russia collusion when they opened the investigation. What is that? It's an unpredicated investigation. It's an illegal investigation. What is all of that put together? That's a conspiracy to influence elections. And since we're the FBI has been hiding that the whole time against statute of limitations, it's not over.
I'd say it's more than a, you know, influence an election is to rig an election.
Oh, yeah, they were rigging elections. Victor Davis Hanson had a brilliant take on that, that when you look actually at John Brennan, I've never looked at it this way before.
Yeah, I read that piece that he wrote. It was just, boy, my blood pressure went up.
Yeah, he has rigged or tried to rig multiple elections. Yeah. Here's just kind of a summary of it real quick. So powerful.
Pam Bondi and the Trump Department of Justice has said they are running an investigation into James Comey and John Brennan's career. They are very angry about this, but let's just review why there might be some culpability. Take John Brennan. Two or three of the most significant scandals of the last 50 years, he was at the center. You could make the argument that the Russian collusion hoax almost swung the election to Hillary Clinton. You could make the argument that if the FBI had just released its investigation of the laptop, told the people it was authentic, John Brennan and 51 intelligence authorities would not have been able to lie to the American people that it was cooked up in Russia. We wouldn't be in this Ukraine war in Russia had John Brennan and people like him not floated the spurious narrative that Donald Trump was working hand in glove with Vladimir Putin. That poisoned the whole relationship we had with Russia. It affected the Russian-Ukrainian war, and it was all a lie.
So what do you have there? Again, that's the third part of it. That's the lie about the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, which was in FBI custody the whole time. They're lying. No, it's Russian disinformation. FBI heads are lying. They know it's fake. What is that? That is conspiracy, too. That is the third wheel on the conspiracy. It spans three elections.
And I just sit here and think how different a world this would be had we not had to suffer through 4 years of the Biden administration.
A million Ukrainian Russians arguably wouldn't be dead.
Right. Yeah.
Because never forget, and I'm so glad he said that. He's the only other person besides me I've ever heard to say that. Understand what Russia has lived through and the fear and the terror of it. Knowing it, there was no Russia collusion. And yet, seeing Barack Obama, at the direction of John Brennan's lies, put tanks on their borders, put six CIA bases on their borders from which they were conducting military operations. The New York Times is now, you know, admitted that. Why? Based on the lie of Russia collusion. Of course, they're terrified of us. Of course, they want a buffer zone with Ukraine. They need to get us off their border. And it was all based on a lie. And that's why when Trump says, I didn't start this Ukraine war. No, they did. They did. Now Trump's got to wrap it up any way he can, which is where we're going next. Absolutely brilliant. What I've wanted for so long. Absolute total economic war on Russia and China, and on China via Russia. We need to try that before we shoot Patriot missiles at them. All that coming up. Closest we've ever been to retribution, to breaking the back of the deep state. Nothing would break the back of the deep state more than all of the people hired by Brennan and Comey. God forbid they're still buried in there. Seeing these two go to prison. Understanding that it is not the job of the CIA and the FBI to meddle in elections on behalf of the Chinese, on behalf of the Democrats, on behalf of Hillary Clinton, not their job. And they're going to have to go. We have to put them in prison to teach them this. This country will not survive it if we do not. We've also got to gut the CIA and the FBI, which the Supreme Court just gave us permission in an 8-1 decision to do. Meanwhile, I am very excited about this. I've wanted this for a very long time. I want to go to war with Russia economically. We've got to separate Russia from China. And what Trump has proposed here with these tariffs is brilliant. It's what we should have done a long time ago. And in the way that he's doing it, here's Harley Lipman of he's the CEO of Genesis 10. On, look, we never had to send tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine. We never had to do that. That money's just getting laundered all over the place. We never had to do that. Because, folks, you mean this whole time NATO was willing to buy the missiles from us? Yeah, sure. Did anybody ask? I mean, this is just the common sense stuff that we don't do as a country. And I've said for a long time, America has gas, GAS, Great American Stupid. Here's Harley Lipman explaining this.
It's brilliant because the United States is not paying for it. If you remember during his campaign, a lot of people were wondering why are we spending billions and billions of dollars when this is a war in Europe's backyard. Now Europe is paying for it. So he accomplished his campaign promise. And this is really going to move things towards peace.
The only risk here, and this is, I cannot find this detail. If you can find it, send it to me. These Patriot missiles and Patriot missile systems, yes, sell them to NATO. And if NATO wants to get into a civilization-ending nuclear war, fine, let them do it with Putin. We need to stay hands off. The one thing that scares me is we know from the New York Times, in Badenburg, Germany, there is a war room. And during the Biden administration, Zelensky wasn't running this war. You know, all those stories, wow, look at Ukraine beating Russia. No, Ukraine didn't beat Russia. Zelensky's an actor. He's not running that war. We were out of the Badenburg, Germany war room. That put us in absolute unparalleled mortal danger every time we fired a missile deep into Russia and killed civilians. So what I don't know right now that scares me, that Badenburg, Germany war room still open. Are our generals going to sit there and direct the hurling of missiles at Russia? Are we operating these systems? In which case, we're at war with Russia, even if we sold them the missiles to NATO. And that puts us in absolute mortal danger. I hope that's not what we're doing. I hope our generals are nowhere near that war room. We have no interest whatsoever in going to war with Russia. There is none. It's stupid. At an X level, stupid. I pray that is not what we are doing. But what Trump is doing is absolutely brilliant. Secondary tariffs on Russia that would clobber China and India. What is going on here? It's very simple. Do you see what just happened with BRICS? I am so mad at India right now. I'm almost as mad at India as I am at Russia and China. What do? We just shift the entire Apple supply chain out of China, which we have to do because of intellectual property theft, and into India. And how do they repay us? Weeks later, they're at a BRICS summit discussing destroying our currency. India needs to learn. They need to go face down in the mud and have their face rubbed in it. And so what is Trump doing? He's saying, well, Russia's not behaving here. I'm going to have to put secondary tariffs. What does that mean? If you buy anything from Russia, we're going to tariff the hell out of you. This is a hit for the BRICS summit. How dare India do that? We expect it from China. We expect it from Russia. They're sleazy. But India? India is acting more like China and Russia. They're not our friend right now. So Trump doesn't want to get in direct confrontation with them. So he's doing it backdoor. Well, why? Because India has been profiting, as has China, by buying the ultra cheap Russian oil and natural gas out the back door that they need for manufacturing. And then they use the cheap energy to undercut us so they can make it cheaper. All while screwing us by going after our currency. This guts all that. This makes India choose. You're either going to be with us and have the supply chains and make our stuff, or we're going to tariff the heck out of you. We're going to consider you part of the axis of evil here alongside China and Russia, and we're going to tariff you. Now, Trump's going to actually have to stick to a set of tariffs for more than 5 minutes for this to work. But if he does, this is the fight we need. And I guarantee you that 75% of this isn't even, oh, get Russia to the table on Ukraine. Trump would like that. He'd like to take credit for ending that war. He is fuming over that BRICS summit. I mean, the gall of India to sit there and plot the destruction of our currency with our worst enemies? Who do they think they are? So, again, India going to have to find another more expensive source of energy or face a massive tariff from us. I hope Trump doubles and triples down on these tariffs. And folks, you know how China paid Joe Biden off? One of the things they got for that was they got to fund the Ukraine war while Joe Biden left the back door open so China could have cheap natural gas and cheap oil from Russia in order to gut our manufacturing with. And that's one of the services Hunter and Joe provided to China. And it funded the whole Ukraine war while Joe Biden pretended he was upset about the Ukraine war. That all ends with this. This gets rid of the gas, the great American stupid. We finally do something that's in our actual interest. I'm so excited about this. Again, Trump's got to stick with it, though. You level these tariffs, you can't back off. You got to double and triple down. Here's James Comey lying, former head of the FBI. We know that now. Had evidence that Hillary committed crimes. Remember that weekend they were going through her emails, so they didn't find anything. They did. They buried it.
There is zero chance that on the facts in the Hillary Clinton case that she would be prosecuted. And you are out of your mind if you don't think the FBI wanted to make a case. If we could, the facts were not there, period, full stop.
Total lie. They buried it. We have it now, as John Solomon explained overnight.
In the Inspector General report on Hillary Clinton's email that reveals that the United States Intelligence Community got new evidence of possible criminality in the Hillary Clinton email scandal, but did not pursue it just before James Comey cleared her of all criminal wrongdoing. That has stayed secret for 8 years. Chuck Grassley, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, has been relentlessly pursuing him. He has President Trump's ear. I think that's going to get declassified in the next few days. That will show that there was reason to pursue Hillary Clinton, not clear her, and not pursue Donald Trump. they should have not ever investigated him for Russia collusion.
Cool. Here's James Comey lying under oath to Congress, one of his many felonies. There are so many, I lose track.
If colleagues of ours believe I am lying about when I made this decision, please urge them to contact me privately so we can have a conversation about this. All I can do is tell you again, the decision was made after that because...
he was lying. And remember this classic? Oh, this one. No reasonable prosecutor. No reasonable prosecutor would go after Hillary Clinton.
Although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. To be clear, this is...
Now, this is in addition to that. This is new stuff. Evidence of her crimes that they buried. Folks, you are seeing the naked bare bones of the dual justice system. It's galling. It's sick. And we're about to find out a whole lot more about it. The country needs this to heal. The left needs to be confronted with this. Their heroes lie to them. Their heroes hide crimes by their other heroes. And look, the mainstream media is blacking this the heck out this morning. Miss, you cannot be able to hide it forever. The FBI has quietly launched an investigation into a decade of Democrat Party and deep state antics, from Russia collusion to Jack Smith, opening the door for the appointment of a special prosecutor to examine whether well-documented episodes amounted to a criminal conspiracy to meddle in not one, not two, but three elections to benefit the Democrats and to the detriment of President Trump. And folks, they need to add the Chinese licenses and absentee ballots to this. And they are, John Solomon said. That may be a completely separate election conspiracy. Anyway, apparently the grand conspiracy case, which they can get around the statute of limitations, as I explained earlier, it's when the conspiracy ends. Since all of this was still being hidden by the FBI, it just ended. In other words, we got 5 years. The grand conspiracy case was opened several years ago after new FBI, several weeks ago after new FBI Director Kash Patel took over. So this is good. Could get a significant, okay, folks, this is the part I don't understand. Could get a significant boost if Trump were to declassify two secret tranches of evidence that identify a potential ignition point for the conspiracy in the summer of 2016. Folks, after the Epstein files and the truth about who killed JFK, this right here is the greatest political mystery of our time. And nobody talks about it but me. People used to, a little bit. Trump didn't have to lose the 2020 election. And remember, over half of voters thought Trump conspired with Russia when they went to the polls in 2020. All he had to do was declassify it. The origins of Crossfire Hurricane. That's what's being declassified right now, the origins of the Russia hoax. He never did. He did it to himself. Worse than anything that deep state could have done to him. And you remember how this went? Let me remind you of what's being, hopefully, maybe he won't declassify it. I don't know. He hasn't before. Nobody has covered for the deep state more than Donald Trump here. It is bizarre. Remember the 2020 election year? And Trump comes out, and I'm so grateful for this, in March, and he says, I'm going to declassify the origins of the Russia collusion hoax. Good. He said he would put Bill Barr in charge of it, you know, George H.W. Bush's best friend. And then it never happened. Trump said, well, we'll have declassification by spring. Didn't happen. Then summer rolled around. I went, oh my gosh, they better declassify. People are going to go to the polls thinking that Trump and Putin stole that election. He never declassified. I'm thinking, well, they're probably waiting to the weeks before the election to declassify. I mean, these are crimes by the deep state, as we're seeing now. It's not just fake. It's not just a Russia collusion hoax. These are crimes. These are conspiracy crimes. I thought, surely Trump will declassify. He didn't need Bill Barr to do anything. He did that as a courtesy. Trump didn't declassify. He lost. He lost with over 50% of voters thinking he'd colluded with Russia, a foreign power, to steal an election. He did that to himself. You can't blame Brennan or Comey for that. One of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. I have always wanted to understand why. I still don't understand why. I still half think he won't declassify now for some bizarre reason. All of this hinges, everything Kash Patel has done, everything Pam Bondi has done, on Trump's willingness to declassify and show the world the crimes by John Brennan and James Comey. And I only half think he'll do it. I think he may continue burying it. He's done it for years. I don't know why. In fact, of all three mysteries, Epstein, JFK, and this, I want this more than I want the other two. Why are you protecting these people? Why are you protecting Comey? Why are you protecting Brennan? Trump did this. He did it to himself. And then remember the final days of the Trump administration. Okay, because he's, you know, he's a lame duck. He's lost the election to Biden. I think dump it out there. Save us from the deep state. He doesn't. And then the last 48 hours, he and Mark Meadows, then his chief of staff, are frantically trying to declassify. They didn't go fast enough. I think that's why they raided Mar-a-Lago, because Trump walked out of there with the Crossfire Hurricane documents. In fact, I'm convinced that's why they did. They were looking for them. Trump tried to declassify, but it was too late. Why? 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 I don't know. But maybe when we read this stuff, we'll know why. Honestly, to me, a greater political mystery than Epstein, lack of declassification, than JFK, lack of declassification. What went on there? We need, folks, to heal as a country, we need it all. We just need to know it all, no matter who it reflects on badly. I'm so excited about this. The Palms Casino Resort opening the first ever Uno social club in Las Vegas, according to Mattel. More temporary Uno suites will be opening across the U.S. in the coming months. Now, there's no actual gambling yet. Oh, but I'm hoping. They're not bringing full-on Uno gaming tables to actual casino floors yet, but this is kind of a precursor to see what is the demand. Oh, I am all over this. Our family, we've worn out two separate Uno like card sets. We're on our third right now, but that one's going to go soon. That's how much Uno we play. We have a constant Uno brawl going. That never ends. Right now, my husband's got the upper hand. I've actually got our current scores in my text. He is beating me 6-4. But that reverses. Sometimes I beat him. Sometimes he beats me. But we play, I mean, just year-round. Absolute total vicious. It's the perfect game. It's 50% luck, but 50% skill. And you end up at the end of the game debating how much of it was skill versus luck. But my kids are master Uno players. My daughter's the best in our family at it. I almost never beat her. And I'm really good. But she has a gift for it. And she just manages to turn a bad set of cards around. So, maybe the college thing don't work out for her. Maybe she go play Uno professionally. But I have high hopes for this. That there will be a gambling aspect. That would make it so much fun. And you know me, I hate gambling. But I would gamble over Uno. I would. Texter writes, Tyrone. No one at that level talking CIA, FBI. Nobody at that level will ever get busted for anything. You have all kinds of stuff. They have all kinds of stuff on each other. Nasty stuff. You have to something the entire system to clean it out. You have to butt the entire system to clean it out. I don't know what that means. Texter writes, Tira, Trump has made a lot of promises. They will never be done. Noticers are increasing. We know why. Well, okay. Here's the thing, though. Would Kash Patel have opened this investigation if Trump never intended to do anything? Maybe, but if you're just tuning in, this is incredible. We have found this morning, breaking news, Hillary Clinton committed crimes in the classified email probe, and the FBI knew it, buried it before the election hit it, and we just now found out about it. Meaning the conspiracy is still ongoing, statute of limitations out the door. And we need to do something about it.